the 1990 Yukon-Alaska Legislative Exchange by Representatives M. Davis, Brown, Ellis, Gall, Bloomberg, Coopin, Colbino, Lehman, Menard, Navarre, Allis, Wallace, Senators Bakes, Halford, Kutula, Sturzlewski, Pierce, Toshio, Jones, Zemansky, Van Camp, Coghill, Binkley, Rhodey, Jara, Fisher, and Ewing, in memoriam Sam Keto Sr. by Senators Adams, Kelly, Bakes, Halford, Kutula, Sturzlewski, Pierce, Toshio, Jones, Zemansky, Van Camp, Frank, Coghill, Binkley, Rhodey, Jara, Fisher, and Ewing.
Senator Rhodey.
Mr. President, I move the action item as consent. The citation is taken up as special order of business to be approved as read.
Without objection, citations are approved as certified. And brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Szymanski.
The national action item, I would be excused April 2nd, not subject to a call.
Senator, we have to have a letter, or April will await your letter, sir.
Oh, okay.
Senator Porcheau.
We have a very brief at ease.
Then we'll stand at ease. Senator Porcheau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that we be allowed in state affairs to waive CS for HB 452 relating to the office and the ombudsman. We heard a essentially identical measure, SB 416, on February 23rd. That bill was passed out of state affairs, currently is scheduled up in House Finance, and again, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to waive 452 so it will catch up in the next Committee of Referral Finance.
Without objection, we have miraculously received a letter from Senator Szymanski. Madam Secretary.
Memorandum dated March the 6th to Senator President Kelly. May I please be excused April 2nd? Mike Szymanski.
Senator Szymanski.
Move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be excused, not subject to call. I second.
Without objection, Senator Szymanski is excused. Senator Sturzlewski.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor to sponsor substitute for SJR number 62 relating to bycatch of herring in the Bering Sea ground fish trawl fishery.
Without objection. Further unfinished business? Announcement. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, the Senate Finance Committee will take up Senate Bill 288 in this order, real estate licensing. Senate Bill 315, long-term care, disability insurance, and a Senate Bill 335, licensed health maintenance organization, and SB 17, capital punishment.
Further announcements? Senator Fix.
This room will meet at 2:30 in the Butchovich Room. Senate Bill 482, an act related to the judiciary. Senate Joint Resolution 72, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, creating an economic development fund, and House Bill 175, relating to the construction of laws pertaining to adoption.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent. I be given the privilege of the floor under special orders to say thank you.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you and the Rules Chairman and the two co-chairmen of Finance and the rest of the Senate have now gone through with a commitment that was made by some members, not all members last year, and in fact added to that commitment. And we have all made a commitment to the future of the state of Alaska, which if you just count the general fund, will probably represent $25 million a year in income at some point to be decided by the future in terms of how they do it. And if, in fact, the reserve account appropriation would have gone otherwise, which we don't know, but if it did, that would have represented a $65 million commitment annually to the future every single year. If this legislation goes forward as it is, there will be $65 million more for someone to decide what to do with at a time when revenues will be far less than they are now. I thank you, Mr. President, for your leadership on that issue.
You're welcome, Senator. Further special, Senator Coghill.
I move national unanimous consent that I give the floor to speak briefly on springtime.
You have the floor, Senator.
President, on everybody's desk this morning, why they received a little bulletin and a little pin, and if you look at the bulletin, you look on May the 1st, and you look at the last entry there, it says 1989, and at 8:14 p.m. last year, why the ice moved in Nenana, and it's such a simple number, it's no wonder that none of us thought of that number last year. And the thing is that we have tickets available downstairs. The proceeds that we get from the tickets go to the Pioneers of Alaska Christmas Fund in the Sitka Pioneer Home. We have the book on the counter. It's a rather large book. This is not gambling. This is strictly a skill of a game of chance. And the chance is, when does springtime come in Alaska? And I think that it's one of those traditions that we should all observe. And that's the reason for the vote upon your desk.
Ready, special orders. Senator Rudy.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Without objection, the Senate stands adjourned.